asking for a loan here.
Can I just get 2 more weeks?
We just need to throw a lot of money at it.
Getting what you want and getting what you need is difficult in times of economic hardship. And in our last segment in this hour, we're going to take a look at what the recession is doing to people seeking summer jobs, teenagers particularly. I remember during the recession of 1974, when I graduated from high school, I went to summer jobs that I expected to be dominated by teenagers and found out I was filling out applications right next to heads of households who had 4 kids, 5 kids. I was a truck driver at a lumber yard and got laid off because the boss didn't want to lay off the guy with the kids, and so the teenager had to fend for himself. I did okay in the end, but it just sort of speaks to the challenges ahead for teenagers looking at a very challenging job market, the highest unemployment rate for teenagers in 20 years, 21.7%. Here to discuss the implications for teenagers this summer of the recession is Beth Koblinger, personal finance expert and author of the New York Times bestseller, Get a Financial Life. She joins us here in the studio. Beth, thanks for coming in.
Great to be here.
What are the challenges for kids right now? Is it like what I went through in 1974?
Well, you know, the numbers in 74, though, it felt really painful to you not being able to get that teenage job. Actually, today, back then it was about, unemployment was 16%. Now it's 21.7%,
wow.
Like
much
you
worse.
Mentioned. So it's much worse. And if you look at, you know, the African-American teen population, it's 34%. It's a real huge problem. But one thing that's interesting is the unemployment numbers look at how many people say they're looking for jobs and then getting jobs. But the real number, a lot of economists are telling me to look at, is the jobless rate. If you look at overall how many teens there are, this summer 70% of teens will not have jobs.
Wow.
So, and that's the highest it's been since World War II, basically since they've been tracking this number.
Well, we try to put sort of voices and faces behind some of these numbers. Here's Michael Coogan, who's a regional director who oversees the Times Square branch of Cold Stone Creamery and all of the corporate stores for that ice cream retailer in the eastern United States. And look what he's seeing in the applications department.
We normally get a very huge influx of applications, basically from people getting out of college. High school usually holds off until the end of June. But right now, I've noticed a very large influx of people that are very, very experienced in the workforce. People that have college degrees, master's degrees, have worked for companies for many, many years, and they're looking to come into Cold Stone to work in either our production department or on the stone as a mixer.
What's it like for teenagers to compete with college-educated, unemployed, maybe even white-collar workers?
You know, the law of the unemployment jungle has totally been turned on its head. These are kids are going into, you know, you want to scoop ice cream this summer, sort of classic, lovely summer job, very Norman Rockwell. You go into the ice cream store. This particular Cold Stone Creamy I know has hired a web designer who used to make $110,000, is now making $50,000 as manager of the store. They're also telling me a lot of ice cream shops, you know, we used to hire college kids to be the managers and teens to be the scoopers.
Right.
Now the college kids are the scoopers and the teens are out of work.
And the managers could be from, you know, like an investment bank.
Investment bank. I met a waiter about a month ago who was telling me he is competing with former Wall Street workers to get jobs, you know, as a waiter. He's an actor slash waiter, and he has to compete with Wall Street people. So it's really been turned on its head. And then we haven't even talked about the 60-plus crowd, which is also, you know, going back to work. They've saw their 401k slashed in half, and they're re-entering the work world. So you have, you know, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds as lifeguards. Everything has sort of changed. And I think employers feel like, wow, I'm getting a really experienced, great workforce. But the teens are the ones who are really suffering in this.
And any advice for teenagers who, I mean, the fact that elder workers are returning to the workforce or not leaving to retire, that's been going on for a few years now. You see them at Walmart. You see them at a lot of retailers in
right.
fairly high-profile positions. But to add to it the newly unemployed, what advice for teenagers?
Well, the Obama administration basically, you know, put $1.2 billion into the Summer Youth Employment Program, which has been a program that's been languishing under the previous administration for 8 years, you know, not much money. So that will create 500,000 summer jobs for teens, for people who have very low income, family of four, under $22,000.
So that's a means test.
Yes. So if you know, if you're in that situation or know somebody with that lower income, go to your local workforce investment board and say, I want to get a job, and they will hopefully find you a job. There are jobs out there for
Workforce Investment Board.
Yeah, it's the
That's news
basically
to me.
It's basically your it's just the name of the outshoot of this Obama administration. You know, this money is going into this jobs force program, and then they have these boards. The way to
but
do it,
it's a federal agency. You would find it at the federal building in your local town.
Or just Google Workforce Investment Board and type in your zip code.
Good
and
advice.
Then you'll get it.
Yeah.
There are also some websites. There are specialized websites out there, teensforhire.com or snagajob.com. These are all places that specialize for teens. But again, they're saying it's very, very difficult. The whole networking thing, you know, what they're saying is they're seeing parents actually going online now looking for jobs for their kids because their parents are tapped out of their contacts. Mm. They can't use their networks because they've lost their job or their friends have lost their job. So it's a very tricky time for teens. So if you can take an intern as an employer, try to do that.
And the impacts vary according to socioeconomic and ethnicity.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're seeing middle-income kids are the ones who typically get the jobs. They need the money. They need the help. And in fact, polls have shown when you look at what are kids, teens getting the jobs for? Is it to buy more iPods? No. 50% say it's for necessities.
For necessities.
For necessities that they need, or they're helping their family, or they need, you know, whatever it is that they need, they, and we're not talking iPods, they need the jobs for that.
Three and four income households.
Absolutely. And the upper income kids are, you know, we've seen a real trend toward going away from the summer job, the classic summer job, and getting academic internships. We're seeing a little bit of that shifting now because, again, these are teens who are preparing for college, need some money, and maybe they have to try to find that summer job. And, of course, lower income kids are the ones who need the job the most and have the most trouble getting it.
All right. Well, as usual, I feel hosed down by information from Beth Koblenz, personal finance expert and author of the New York Times bestseller, Get a Financial Life. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.